Do you have the plot precis figured out in your head that you can rattle it off?
More or less. Because of something that happened during the war, this man, Angus MacCaskill, was extremely damaged. He came back from the war with a war bride, an English woman, or she was actually a Scottish woman, who died when the children were small. So this man, damaged by the war, alcoholic, incapable of holding a job, he tries to raise these two kids. Obviously, they grow up with deficits. Duncan, in order to overcome some of the deficits, decides that he's going to become a priest. Becoming a priest will give him a moral order, tradition, culture, respectability, purpose, and a job. Plus, a substitute for the mother he never really knew. He comes across an event or an incident that shakes him to the core. He believes that an older priest has been molesting a young boy. And it shakes him. He complains to the bishop. The response is to send him away to the third world, to Honduras, where, according to the bishop, his deficits will be overcome by his exposure to really faithful people and really hard-working priests, and he'll get all this foolishness out of his mind, you know, that forget about it. So he goes off there for 2 years, and a number of things happen to him, which we don't have to go into now, but a number of things happen to him down there that change his sense of what a good priest is. Certain tragic things happen in Central America. He comes back to Canada and finds himself not being assigned to social justice, you know, good work, but he becomes a kind of a fixer for the bishop because the crap has begun to surface. People are talking about it. Scandal is threatening. Lawyers are getting involved. His job now is to go out there and straighten out some of these deviant priests, settle the families down. The bishop doesn't think this is going to be a very serious job because the kinds of people who are profoundly affected by sexual abuse are people who are faithful Catholics to start with. If you weren't a faithful Catholic, you wouldn't be close enough to a priest so that the priest would betray you. So these are like people who want to be told, this just never happened. This is weird. We're going to fix it. We're going to sort him out. Just let's not make matters worse by talking about it and getting cops involved. So that's Duncan's job. Duncan becomes the fixer. He goes out, settles families down, promises them everything, and then he confronts the priest in question and decides on the spot, what are we going to do with this guy? And more often than not, they decide to hide him in a small rural parish, hide him in the big city, hide him in the States, get him out of sight for a while so that till this blows over. Well, it doesn't blow over. The lawyers are beginning to get wind of it. The police are beginning. The investigations are going on. The bishop decides he's going to hide Duncan. Puts him in a small rural parish. The parish next has a family, and Duncan gets the horrifying feeling that something bad has happened to somebody in that family, and it may have been because he once stashed a bad priest in that parish. And so he becomes completely obsessed with this. This has blown up on me. I can't deal with this. He personally goes into decline. His faith is challenged. And he begins to search for this priest. And eventually finds him. But the crisis worsens. And it ends up as a major challenge to his self-knowledge as a human being and as a priest.
I like Duncan. He's very flawed. But I thought he was essentially a moral man asked by a moral authority who is immoral to do immoral things.
That's exactly the point. He is a priest who became a priest for reasons that a lot of people became priests in the 50s and early part of the 60s. There were a whole lot of people becoming priests in the 60s and 70s who went in there because they thought they could live their lives under the cloak of priesthood, but with a lot of the challenges of priesthood removed because of reforms that they expected. They thought celibacy was going to go out the window. Whether they were gay or straight, they didn't believe that they would have the challenges that denial of, you know, the fundamental sexual side of humanity can cause. People of my generation, they went into the priesthood saying, Yeah, it's still archaic, it's still medieval, but that, all that is changed. All that is going to be changed in the next 10 years or so. So we are going to live a good life with acquired respectability, and it's going to be a very humane and modern place. Well, it didn't become a humane and modern place. So there's a lot of people who got stuck in there, and they felt trapped. They may have had certain personal problems going in that got worse because they felt trapped. They start to booze. They start to have inappropriate relationships with non-priests. In some cases, they begin to act out inappropriately with people under their power, young people, kids. But it threatens the image of the church. It threatens the authority of the church, so it must be concealed. And this is where the big problem begins. You got a twisted priest down there molesting children, and there's people know about it. What do we do? Suppress it? Because we cannot risk the reputation of the institution, because if you risk the institution, it undermines the faith of the common people. And we are their way to salvation. And if you undermine their faith in the church, you're undermining their eternal lives. I mean, it's an equation that's very easy to put in front of people. And the church did it and got away with it for decades.
The book is The Bishop's Man. It's a novel from journalist Lyndon McIntyre, and The Bishop's Man, published by Random House of Canada.